Buscaba arbolitos de Navidad, pásele por este lado. Quería arbolitos de Navidad, pásele por este lado.
Hello everyone and a big welcome to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. It's episode 82 and it's very nearly Christmas time.
It's Christmas time,
get out the crackers. More about that later. But first let me introduce Craig and I. My name's Reza and beside me I have Craig. Hello Craig.
Hello, have a Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
If you're a new listener to this award-winning podcast, you're very welcome. Craig and I have over 40 years of teaching between us, and our aim is to help you improve your English and take it up to the next level. Help you grow your grammar, vocalize your vocabulary, and perfect your pronunciation. So, in this episode, we'll be talking about Christmas. But first, a little bit of feedback. Let's start with an email from Gustavo. Have you got Gustavo's email there, Craig? Could you read it out, please?
Yes. Gustavo says, "Hi, Craig and Reza. It's been an amazing discovery for me, your podcasts. I listen to them when I go and come to work by car almost every day, and they have the perfect length for my route." That's nice. A question. Can I use the pronoun they with the noun podcasts? Is it correct? On the other hand, I would say another thing is, or maybe also, or even by the way. The content of the programs is very interesting and useful. Your pronunciation is clear and your sense of humor quite funny. Thank you, Gustavo. Congratulations on the program and thank you for your educational work. A big hug for the both of you. Well, hugs to you, Gustavo. Merry Christmas.
You.
So Gustavo's question, can I use the pronoun they with the noun podcasts?
Of course, why not? Podcast is a plural word, so plural, pronoun, subject, they.
Yep, so it's one podcast, it, and two or three or more podcasts, they.
Craig, I've heard that we've received a letter from a Mr. S. Claus, a very Christmassy letter.
Yeah, it came down the chimney. We usually get emails and audio feedback, but this strangely we got a letter from a Mr. Claus who says he starts his letter, "Ho, ho, 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 ho. Thank you for your podcasts. My reindeers really like listening to Reza and Craig as they pull the sleigh through the snow here in Lapland."
Oh, thank you, Mr. Claus.
How do you say sleigh in Spanish? Trineo, isn't it?
Trineo, yeah.
Rudolph would like to ask if you can sing one verse of the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It would make his Christmas very happy and full of good cheer. Keep up the good work in 2016. Un abrazo, your red-nosed friend, Santa Claus. That's nice, isn't it?
Thank you, Mr. Claus. Thank you, Santa. Shall we give it a blast, Craig?
Well, I'm no singer.
Neither am I. Let's clear our throats.
God, this is going to be terrible.
Oh, dear.
One, two, three, four. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call his names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Ho, 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 ho.
That's all you're getting, Mr. Claus. In episodes 10 and 39, we spoke about Christmas vocabulary in episode 10. That's inglespodcast.com/10. And last year, we spoke about Christmas customs around the world in episode 39. That's inglespodcast.com/39. Yeah. Links to those episodes will be in the show notes.
Indeed, then, we're repeating ourselves. This is not the first time we've spoken about Christmas. But hey, Christmas comes but once a year, as they say.
That's true. So we're going once a year. Thank God.
We have to celebrate it.
Thank God for my credit card. It's only once a year. So we're going to start with some vocabulary review of words we've mentioned before in our podcasts. And then we'll look at some more Christmas vocabulary that will be new to you, our listeners. So, vocabulary review. What do you say in English for December the 24th?
The 24th of December is known as Christmas Eve. E-V-E. Eve.
And obviously the 25th of December is...
Christmas Day. Well, you say, obviously. I'm not so sure it's that obvious for Spanish people. Because the Spanish people, the big thing is the Christmas Eve dinner at night. That's the big thing for Spanish people.
Noche Buena.
The 24th is Noche Buena. And the 25th, I'm not even sure they have a special name for it in Spanish.
Let's say Dia de Navidad.
Yeah.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. But Christmas Eve is far more important for Spanish people.
That's true. Boxing Day is the 26th of December. Which is a holiday in Great Britain. Es un día festivo en Gran Bretaña. People usually do not work on the 26th, and it's Boxing Day.
And it's also a holiday in Ireland, but in Ireland they prefer to call it St. Stephen's Day.
January the 1st is...
New Year's Day.
And December the 31st...
Do you want what most people call it, or do you want what my mum calls it? Most people first, yeah.
Let's have both. Let's say what most people call December the 31st.
New Year's Eve. So the day before New Year's Day, just like Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas Day. And my mum calls it Old Year's Night. And she's not the only one. There are a few. I've heard a few people in Scotland and Ireland particularly. Older people call it Old Year's Night.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard it in England, no. But in Scotland and Ireland, I have.
What about January the 6th?
Well, most people in Britain and Ireland wouldn't call it anything. But it is Epiphany. La Epifanía. Or as Spanish speakers prefer to say, El Día de Reyes. Reyes.
So the translation for that will be the Day of the Three Kings. Mm-hmm. That Day of the Three Kings.
Or the Three Wise Men.
Or the Three Wise Men.
Los Tres Hombres Sabios, you could translate that as.
So another word that's quite common at Christmas time, papel de envolver, that you need to wrap up your presents. Papel de regalo.
You said it, to wrap, envolver, so wrapping paper.
That's WRAPPING, wrapping paper, also used for birthday presents. How do you say Feliz Navidad in English?
Happy Christmas, or Merry Christmas, or We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year is often added, isn't it? Both at the same time.
What about Felices Fiestas?
Felices Fiestas, season's greetings.
Season's greetings, one and all, or happy holidays, because obviously Spain is a predominantly Catholic country, so many people celebrate Christmas. But if you're living in a more secular society where you have Muslim people, Jewish people, different religions, then happy holidays is a way to neutrally wish somebody a happy time at this time of year. Happy holidays.
How would you say Prospero Año Nuevo?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year?
Just Prospero Año Nuevo. Oh. What if you've missed Christmas? So it's too late to wish Merry Christmas, but it's not the 1st of January.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All the best for the coming year. And finally, obviously you're drinking at Christmas. You should be. How do you say salud?
In Ireland or in Britain?
In Britain.
Cheers.
Cheers. And in Ireland?
Cheers or slantia.
Slantia. Before we continue looking at some other vocabulary, we'd like to mention our wonderful sponsor, Italki. Reza, this time of year, people are giving presents, people are receiving presents. Do you think it would be a good idea to give yourself or someone you love a present of improving their English?
I do, because for me, the best types of present are presents that help you learn something. I like educational presents. Mm-hmm. What better than to buy yourself or a friend some italki credits to help them learn a language?
Yep, you can find teachers on italki to improve your English. Teachers from all different accents, parts of the world, American teachers, Canadian, English, Australian, even Irish teachers.
Even Irish.
On italki. So,
and at this time of year, at Christmas, we have a good time. But let's be honest, sometimes you can get a bit tired of being stuck with the family day in, day out, every day, the family. Why not get on italki and speak to someone who might be in Thailand, Bolivia, Russia? It's just a bit of relief, it could be, from all the Christmas festivity with the family.
You can actually go to italki and sign up for free and speak to people to practice your English with an intercambio. Like you can find somebody for free and practice your English there. Mm-hmm. But if you decide to pay for lessons, formal English lessons, with a teacher on italki, they're offering 100 free credits if you sign up through Inglés Podcast. So you buy one lesson and you get one free.
Not only is it an educational experience, but as I said earlier, it's a cultural experience. Imagine at Christmas time speaking to someone in a foreign language. You could find out what their cultural customs are in their country while you're learning the language, for example.
So if you would like to take advantage of our offer, go to inglespodcast.com/italki. That's italki. And Reza and I would like to thank italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés with us, Craig and Reza. So going back to our Christmas vocabulary, let's start with something quite easy. Father Christmas, the man in red, Father Christmas, or Santa Claus?
The fellow who wrote us a letter.
That's right.
Mr. S. Claus.
Would you say Father Christmas or Santa Claus? What did you say growing up?
As a child, I think I said Santa Claus. But now I tend to say Father Christmas.
I've always said Father Christmas. My parents always said Father Christmas is coming. Yeah. Which I believed until I was 27. Christmas.
Santa Claus, it's a well-known expression all over the world. It's not English, you know. Comes from Dutch.
Is it Dutch?
Doesn't sound English, does it? Santa Claus, does that sound very English to you? No, but you think of American and British culture, but it comes from Dutch, Santa Claus.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Think about it. It doesn't sound very English, does it? Klaus?
No.
Santa Claus? It's Dutch, from Holland.
Yep. Christmas cards and Christmas card list. I haven't sent any Christmas cards yet, but I have made a list. We spoke about sending Christmas cards and the whole culture of British people sending greeting cards quite recently in episode 79. So if you would like to listen to that, go to inglespodcast.com/79.
Craig,
Christmas card. Have you sent your Christmas cards yet?
Not yet. I'm always a bit late. I better do it very urgently. Mm-hmm. I'm always a last-minute person when it comes to Christmas cards. Sometimes I just miss Christmas, so I send a New Year greeting card, which is kind of not quite the best way of doing it, but better than nothing. Craig, how many Christmas cards, more or less, would you say your parents received when you were a child every year?
When I was a child, we used to get, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30, but I remember my aunt's, who had lots of friends. She was a very social person. She used to string Christmas cards in the room, like going from one corner to another corner and then again on the diagonal from the other corner. She had well over maybe 100, 200 Christmas cards hanging from the ceiling at Christmas time. It's amazing.
Right. I would say that's quite common to have 50, 100, 150 cards. Yeah, that many cards. People get cards from other people around the world that they perhaps don't communicate with much during the year. But mm-hmm. The Christmas card is an essential. Once a year, you must send the Christmas card.
Yeah, and we spoke about that in episode 79. Christmas collocations. There are many words, many vocabulary word items that have Christmas in front because they're at Christmas time. For example, tree, Christmas tree, pudding. Christmas pudding. Can you think of any more?
Can you explain what a Christmas pudding is?
Ooh, Christmas pudding. Christmas pudding
is... it similar to black pudding?
No, it's a very heavy cake with fruit and nuts, and I don't think there's any flour in it. It's not a sponge, but it's a very heavy, dense pudding. Mm-hmm. Often has brandy or some kind of liqueur in it, and it's sometimes set alight with fire. It makes it attractive.
Flambé.
Do you know what's inside a Christmas pudding?
As you say, sultanas, cherries, walnuts, nuts, that type of thing. And yes, nearly always alcohol, because a good Christmas pudding should be made quite a long time in advance. To make it a day or two before is not what you want to do. You want to make it about 2 weeks before, and then the alcohol in it preserves it so it doesn't go off.
Christmas cake is also a very dense, heavy cake.
With plenty of alcohol.
And fruit, usually, inside, and a hard icing on the outside, usually.
These are very traditional things because years ago, there wasn't much in the line of luxury except for dried fruit, sultanas, cherries, and walnuts, etc. They were considered the most luxurious food items you could get your hands on. So that's why they come out at Christmas time, to enjoy yourself.
Christmas presents, another Christmas collocation. People get presents or gifts, G-I-F-T-S, similar to a present. And what do people sing at Christmas time, Reza?
Well, traditionally, Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
That's a traditional Christmas song. Like the Spanish have their own. But I notice a difference between the Spanish and the English version carols. Spanish ones tend to be very jolly. You know that one, I'm going to make a fool of myself now. I'm so glad this is not on video and no one can see me. But
Not many people listening.
Not
don't
many
worry.
People listening.
No, just me and you.
No one will hear me if I hum the tune to that famous Spanish one, but I don't know the words.
Why don't you sing it?
I don't know the words.
Oh.
So I have to hum. You all know the tune. I don't know the words. I'm a giddy. I don't know the words.
Is that a Spanish carol?
Very, very, very famous one.
I can remember when I was a kid, people used to go door-to-door carol singing and asking for money. And people used to pay. We used to pay them to go away and stop singing. But they used to go door-to-door singing outside your house at Christmas time. I remember that.
Carol singing what, for example, Craig? Can you give us an example?
No. Moving on. Christmas.
Come on.
No, I'm not singing.
Once in Royal David City. Etc. Do you know that one?
We don't want to lose any listeners, Reza. Christmas stocking. Can you explain what a Christmas stocking is?
Well, a stocking can be a sock, a big sock. A stocking can also be what I would call tights.
Medias.
But that's not what we mean here. Here
stockings
we mean
are tights, stock. But they're not connected. They're separate tights for each leg.
Okay. But in that case, that's more modern English. This use of stocking is a more traditional use of stocking, which just means a sock, really.
Yeah, it's a big sock, a long sock.
So people hang a stocking somewhere, perhaps over the fireplace or over the end of their bed or somewhere like that. And supposedly Santa Claus will come and fill that big sock, that stocking, with Christmas presents. That's where he puts them.
Did you have a Christmas stocking growing up?
I still do.
Really?
Yep. My mum insists upon it.
Do you remember those Christmas stockings I used to get every year with you buy them filled with chocolates?
Yep.
You'd get like Cadbury's chocolate and Mars bars and different sweets and...
Now, that's what I call a stocking.
And full of... I loved that. That was a kind of stocking I had. Christmas crackers. Now, I don't think they have Christmas crackers in Spain.
No, there's no
Christmas Eve
of it.
Dinner. So Christmas
How would you describe
cracker.
It? We'd better describe it because it's a weird thing for Spanish people.
Yeah, Christmas cracker is something that's often on the table next to your knife and fork. during Christmas dinner. So
what's it made of?
You sit down and you pick up your Christmas cracker. It's made of paper on the outside, coloured paper, and it's about 8 or 9 inches long.
Well, there's also, you can get mini ones these days.
You can get smaller ones. Yeah. But the idea is that you pull the cracker with a person. So you take hold of one end of the cracker and the person opposite or next to you takes the other end of the cracker and you both pull at the same time and the cracker goes crack. It makes a noise. And inside there's a present, a little plastic present usually, and a hat that you put on your head. And
what kind of a hat?
Paper hat.
Paper hat.
Paper Christmas hat. And
possibly a crown. Very often a crown.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Does that signify?
To make you look like one of the wise men.
Yeah. It signifies the wise man. I didn't think of that. And also there's usually a little piece of paper with a Christmas joke or a Christmas riddle inside it.
Yes.
And we'll read some of those to you at the end of this episode. And
perhaps also a little present, a little mini present.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could be a tiny piece of jewelry, but not very expensive, you know, not very good quality. Or something silly like a fake mustache or something like that.
Yeah, a little plastic car or a ring, something
a little silly. Mini pack of cards or something like that.
Yeah, that's fun. It's a bit of fun at Christmas.
What about, Craig, Christmas lights or Christmas decorations? What are they?
Christmas lights, Christmas decorations, lights around the house or maybe on the tree to decorate your Christmas tree. You can have Christmas ornaments, and Christmas candles are quite common. Candle is a vela, vela de Navidad. And another word, tinsel, T-I-N-S-E-L. I bet you don't know the Spanish word for tinsel. I didn't.
What is it?
In my dictionary, tinsel is oropel or espumillón. So it's the bright, shiny, artificial stuff that you put on a Christmas tree or around the house to decorate it at Christmas time. Tinsel.
What about Christmas illuminations?
Yeah, the streets are full of illuminations and lights at Christmas time. Oxford Street, Times Square in New York, mm-hmm. Fifth Avenue.
So Christmas decorations are more for your own family's home or an office or somewhere like that. Whereas Christmas illuminations are the big, big lights out in the street saying Happy Christmas or Season's Greetings or something like that, and big lights and a nice picture out in the street, the Christmas illuminations.
Yeah.
And in London, and in many cities in the world, turning on the Christmas illuminations or Christmas lights is a big occasion, and a VIP special guest is invited to do it.
Yeah, and they even have Christmas illuminations in Corte Inglés these days. I'm sure in Madrid they have, in the centre of Madrid, there are Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. Mistletoe is...
Mistletoe. I did know the Spanish word for that, muérdago. I know that word, yeah.
Mistletoe is muérdago. Mistletoe, M-I-S-T-L-E-T-O-E, mistletoe. What do you do with it?
What you're supposed to do with it, as far as I know, is to hold it up in the air above your head, and then at Christmas time, but only at Christmas time, it gives you the right to ask someone for a kiss.
And the person should give you a kiss.
Kiss. Under the mistletoe. So you hold it above your heads and it's like a good luck charm and you can have a little kiss under the mistletoe in public.
Yep.
Yeah,
but I can only remember once when I kissed someone under the mistletoe. A long time ago back in the UK, I was at a party and it was hanging from the ceiling. It's very common at Christmas parties to hang mistletoe at a certain place in the house. And when you pass under it, you kiss someone. And someone, a girl I didn't know, kissed me. It was lovely. Just that once. Nice tradition. Definitely yeah. Like that. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, acebo. That's a very common Christmas plant.
Yes, because it grows a lot in Britain and Ireland and other cold countries in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
It's green leaves with red, bright red small berries, and the leaves are very pointy and prickly, pointed leaves.
And when I think of Christmas decorations, I often think of green and red. because of holly, as the classic Christmas colours in combination, green and red, the holly leaf with the berry. For me, that's a very Christmassy thing.
And there's that other plant that's green and red that has a Christmas connection. Poinsettia, is it?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is in Spanish, but it's a typical Christmas plant, very often given as a gift. Another word that you may find useful is manger, M-A-N-G-E-R, where the baby Jesus was allegedly born.
You may find useful to talk about the baby Jesus, but nothing else. Yes. Don't go to Marks and Spencer's and ask for a manger. I don't think you'll be successful, but certainly for Christmas, yeah.
And if you're interested, the Spanish for manger is pesebre, or comedero.
Well, would you agree it's a word that's only associated with Christmas these days and nothing else, really?
Well, so is sleigh. I mean, we said before sleigh.
Not if you live in Finland or Lapland. Sleighs are quite handy.
Yeah, I'm sure Elisa's heard of a sleigh.
Yeah.
S-L-E-I-G-H, trineo, sleigh, Santa Claus and his reindeer riding in a sleigh. And our final word is a person who looks after sheep. Pastor or pastora. Shepherd. S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. A shepherd.
Now you drop one of the E's from sheep to form shepherd.
That's true. So just go through those quickly again. Father Christmas, Christmas card, Christmas carols, Christmas stockings, Christmas lights, Christmas ornaments, Christmas crackers, Christmas presents, Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, tinsel, Christmas candle, mistletoe, holly, manger, sleigh, and shepherd.
And if you put all that together, you've got Christmas cheer.
And a lovely Christmas, Christmas cheer. Mm-hmm. Reza, I've written a Christmas poem.
Oh, let's hear it, Craig.
Would you like to hear it? Took me 5 minutes to write this. Let's see what you think. You ready?
Go ahead.
Christmas comes only once a year, and before you know it, it's already here. Family fights and Christmas Eve stress leaves me exhausted and praying for rest. Thinking what presents to buy is quite hard. But worse is the damage to my credit card. I'm not complaining. I like wrapping presents. But let's forget turkey and start plucking pheasants. Turkey is dry and not very nice. Why not pay you at a much better price? Tradition is fine if it gives satisfaction. But the best thing about Christmas is human interaction.
I hear, hear. I totally agree with your sentiment.
Me too. Moving on to some Christmas riddles. We mentioned before inside, do you remember the name of the things that you pull at the dinner table, at the Christmas dinner, that go bang and there's a present inside? Do you remember that word? Christmas crackers. So inside Christmas crackers, you have pieces of paper with Christmas riddles and jokes. Adivinanzas de Navidad. So, Reza, let me ask you, what's the best thing to put into a Christmas cake?
I have no idea.
Your teeth.
Ah, of course.
Ask me one.
What comes at the end of Christmas Day?
What comes at the end of Christmas Day? I don't know.
The letter Y.
Oh. Okay. What sort of ball doesn't bounce? How do you say bounce in Spanish?
You mean when you throw the ball against the floor or against the wall
and it comes back? Yeah.
I think it's rebotar.
Okay, to bounce a ball. So what sort of ball doesn't bounce?
I have no idea.
A snowball.
No, of course. A snowball, whenever you make a ball out of snow to throw at people for fun. That's very typical in snowy countries.
Ask me another.
How do you know, Craig, when there's a snowman in your bed?
A snowman in my bed? No idea.
You wake up wet.
Oh, they're terrible, aren't they? They're terrible.
I have a really bad one for you, Craig. How do snowmen greet each other? How do they say hello to each other?
How do snowmen greet each other? Like, they say hello? I don't know.
Or ice to meet you.
Ice to meet you. Oh, terrible. Yeah. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Oh, I know that. It's no idea.
And what do you call a dead deer with no eyes?
Still no idea. Yeah, that's an ancient one. Everyone knows that one. Everyone knows that one. Well, but the old ones are the best.
Maybe our listeners haven't heard it. If you would like to practice your English this Christmas, because I know you'll have time to practice English, on our webpage at inglespodcast.com/82, for this episode 82, we've put a list of songs with English lyrics, English words, about Christmas. So there's a selection of songs that are on YouTube that you can go to and sing in English about Christmas.
These are Christmas songs, not to be confused with Christmas carols, which we mentioned earlier. A Christmas carol is a traditional, an old traditional song, often with religious lyrics, which have been sung for decades, if not centuries, about Christmas. Whereas a Christmas song is a pop song or a folk song invented in modern times, mm-hmm, about Christmas.
So there are songs there from singers like Billy Mack, Queen, the Backstreet Boys, Chris Rea, Mariah Carey. So go and have a listen, practice your English and read the lyrics.
And my favourite, can I mention my favourite? Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
It's my favourite too.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that because it was voted the number one Christmas song not long ago.
With good reason. So now it's your turn to practice your English. Tell us about your Christmas and practice your speaking. What's your favourite Christmas song? Ours is the Pogues. Does it hold any special memories for you when you think of your favourite Christmas song? Go to speakpipe.com, speakpipe.com/Inglespodcast, and record your voice. You only have a maximum of 90 seconds to speak. You could also send us an email with a comment or question. Send your emails to craig@inglespodcast.com or
me, Reza, that's belfastreza@gmail.com.
And if you do go to our website to sing along with our Christmas songs, why not subscribe to our newsletter? And we'll give you a monthly summary of all the podcasts we produce in the coming year. On next week's episode, speaking about the future and future plans in 2016. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's a very merry festive season's greetings from me.
Happy Christmas.